And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. A busy Let's Talk Hookup app today, man. Lots of fun text coming through. Lots of great information. Having Captain Rick Slavkin from the Oceanside 95 in here this morning. We've been talking all kinds of fishing, having a great time. And, man, as we said at the beginning of the show, Pete out of the studio this morning, continuing that Montana adventure. And I know he's fishing with Greg Stotesbury today, so hopefully those guys have a good day. And, you know, when Pete gave us the report yesterday, sounded like they've been a little bit troubled by some wind, but having a really good time and having some really good fishing. And I got a text from him yesterday that it really turned on. You know, that spot, nice. And sent me a picture of a big, you know, a real big trout, and said that he was fishing with Greg and they were going right back to the same area. So I jokingly told him, like, well, I doubt that we'll hear from you based on how good the fishing is.
Right.
I'm sure they'll be in the thick of it. And so, so hopefully we hear from Pete, but if not, we'll definitely get the kind of wrap-up report next week. But then in the meantime, what a great show today has been with Captain Rick, Oceanside 95, just talking tuna and bait fishing and a long, awesome career, kicking some ass, and we're going to have a lot of fun here in the second hour.
Absolutely, Rick. I mean, you had me talking with Rick with Calacabasa Clemente, man. You had me right there, right? You had the circle hook in the corner of my mouth, man. Hey, you want to join us? 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. We have been absolutely full the entire first hour. One line open currently. It's all yours at 213-432-1090. Rick, yesterday we had our winner. One, he never got on air, but he was on hold, right?
That's it.
So if you give us a call, you're in the running for a day and a half trip on the Oceanside 95 with Captain Rick.
And that's really cool, Rick.
Super cool. And so whether you're a texter, you want to text the show via the app, or send or give us a call, we're going to have Rick, Captain Rick, flip a coin at the end of the show. And we'll determine whether the texter or the winner wins. Here's the coin right there. Rick's looking at me like, I am. I'm flipping a coin. Yeah, there it is.
And,
so at the end of the show, we'll have Captain Rick flip the coin.
Yeah, so at the end of the show, we have all of our potential callers and all of our potential texters. We'll have a potential winner from each of those categories, and then the coin decides whether the winner of the day comes from the caller side or the texter side. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to talking to you. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Robert? Robert Cohn from Canyon Country.
What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. I absolutely love this show. Where else in the world can I call directly and ask a captain questions? You guys are fabulous.
There
so, Captain.
Stoked to have Rick in here.
With all the experience, you guys are out there cutting fish all the time. What do these bluefin think those big jigs are? On the last trip, I noticed a couple of ribbon fish inside of one of the tunas. What do you think they're eating, and what do they think all of these jigs are?
It's hard to tell. What I'm thinking, it's more of a reaction bite.
Yes.
You know, it's the jig getting down into their depth, and them just like where some are smelling it and this and that. They just a reaction bite. You know, just gobble onto it.
They got to make a decision in about 1 second whether they eat something or they go hungry.
Or one out of the 1,000 in the school might decide to eat it too, right? And so you think about it, Captain Rick. I mean, most of that bait at night is just lollygagging and slowly swimming and doing its thing. And when one comes ripping through them, there's your reaction bite.
There's your one in the back.
Yeah, you know,
they're milling on the bait. They're chewing it a little bit, but they got something coming through there real fast, and it's like a bright, shiny object to them.
That's it.
There it is.
Yeah, it's a good question. Hey, man, appreciate the phone call very much. Had another great text coming through. Man, another great show, he says. With so much of this fishing concentrated at night, how is the Oceanside 95 adjusted from daytime to nighttime fishing? Also, can you share some of the amenities of the O95, and does your boat offer meal plans for charters and fish processing on board for the shorter trips under 2 days? Loving this show. Can't wait to go fishing with Rick again.
Okay, so the way we've adjusted most else is put lights all around the boat. Well, we figured out that the more you're lit up at night, the better your chances are. We got lights under the rail. We got lights on the house in different spots and just lit up. We kind of got to stagger the crew a little bit.
Yeah.
Show, you know, give one a little bit of sleep. But that one's hard to do. You know, you leave this guy up or that guy up, but we're still working on that. As far as the meal package, the charters, you can get a meal package, and the open party, a few of them were offering it inclusive. Otherwise, you can't get a meal package for half the people and the other half don't.
Sure.
But a bunch of people started saying, hey, let's do a meal package. You know, if everybody goes, we're into a meal package.
How about that? You have the option.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then cutting fish on the way home, is that something you guys do? Do you just let the processors handle it? How do you guys take care of that one on the Oceanside 95?
We do both. If you have a reservation with the processor, perfect. If not, we will cut your fish on the way home. And like I said, after our fish hold and the way we process our fish, you'll be going home with a nice, nice group of fish.
That's awesome.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, you can tell you guys really put a lot of care into that part of the, and you know, that's a big part of the trip. You know, I mean, that bounty you bring it home is a really big deal, and very obvious that you guys, that's a big part for you and the boys as well.
Oh yeah, it's like, you know, the different parts, like the bait, you know, sometimes you don't even think about it. But then when you got the fish and you got it on board, it's really important the boys take care of it really well. And that way you go home with a nice product.
That's awesome.
Sounds like an awesome deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Tom? Tom Cohn from University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
Ma.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I had a question about sort of the you know, some boats, if you have an opportunity for bluefin, they're going for bluefin no matter what. And then I was wondering with the Oceanside 95, if you had sort of an equal opportunity for kelpin and yellowfin versus bluefin fishing, would you lean one way or the other? And also, you know, how do you feel about the yellowfin fishing this year?
A couple of great questions.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, if there's a choice between them, I look at the group that comes on the boat. If we have all big hitters with the big reels and stuff like that, we're going to be going tuna fishing. A lot, you know, for the bluefin. A lot of times these guys are going to want to go bluefin fishing, but they just don't have the equipment. In that case, we're going to take them yellowfin. And I think the prospects are really good, and I really hope for a good yellowfin year, because that's your average angler's best bet. Bluefin are a little bit, you know, you got to have the right equipment, you got to go out, you got to stay up at night. Yellowfin are more of a gentleman's sport.
More my style. I like
that too. And you know, you said it best too. I mean, you know, you run a higher percentage of open party than you do charter. And you know, like Captain Rick's in charge of keeping, you know, 30 guys happy or 35 guys happy every day. And bluefin fishing on a charter, it's different when you're with all your buds, you know, and everybody celebrates the fact that we had three big ones on the kite and there's these three big fish laying here and we're all high-fiving and we were all part of it. But an open party trip, like you, it's harder to keep everybody happy when you're trophy hunting. And when you get to good kelpin with yellows and yellowfins and dorados and everybody's yanking and cranking and it's a faster pace and everybody's got a lot of shots, you're keeping a lot more guys happy than you are getting three big bites on a kite at the end of the day.
I totally agree. You know, the charters, if they request that, we'll do it. But open party, you know, if there's a lot of yellowfin to be caught, they're more of a crowd pleaser. You know, like you say, three guys high-fiving and this and that, and the rest of the people just staring at them like, well, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Right, and half of that, 25 people, I mean, half of them, 12 completely understand. I didn't get the bite, but the other 12 are like, this is the worst trip ever, and
exactly.
I don't know about this Captain Rick.
I'm sure. Oh, that's a lot of fun. Oh. Hey, I had a fun text come through. It said, as someone who's always grown up seeing the Oceanside 95 while growing up in North County, it's great to hear on my favorite radio show. Can you talk a little bit about the bunk and sleeping accommodations on the boat? Are we able to reserve a stateroom, and how does the Oceanside 95 handle fish care? You kind of touched on that a little bit. Loving the show from Jimmy in San Marcos.
Yeah. Okay, as far as our... our stateroom accommodations. We have a we've got 3 9-man, 2 6-man, and 2 3-man staterooms, and they're all it's regular air conditioning, guys. It's not like one of those swamp coolers or anything. It's very cold down there. The air conditioning works really good, and the staterooms are all carpeted, and they're really nice. They're nice and clean. It's newer pads, and I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Sounds comfy to me.
Comfortable. He was asking if when you make your reservation, if he's a regular and knows the layout well, are people able to reserve ahead of time, or are the bunks and rooms first come, first serve?
Pretty much first come, first serve, unless it's a charter. You know, if you have a wife or a lady with you, a lot of times you come down on the boat ahead of time and ask us, and we could reserve a 3-man.
Try to put a 3-man together if you got the right situation. Perfect. Nice. That's awesome, Rick. Well, again, appreciate the text, Jimmy, very much. How about we jump back in, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Max? Max calling from Vista. Good morning, Max. Appreciate you joining us.
Looks like we might have lost Max there. So in the meantime, we got another great text coming through. And again, if you want to get through, been a very, very busy morning on the phones. And we've had our first open phone line since the start. That's 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Rick, but also maybe your shot at winning a day and a half trip on board the Oceanside 95. Text coming through saying, good morning, boys. Great show. The Oceanside 95 looks like a really big boat with tons of room when I've seen it on the water. How many people can you sit in the galley at one time? Also, are there any issues with us bringing rods? Nowadays, you hear about jig rods and fly line and rail rods and everything in between. What's an appropriate amount of gear for a guy to take on his trip? That's from Rory in San Diego.
We have about 18 to 20 people in the galley.
That's awesome.
It will seat 18 to 20. And then as far as rods, you know, anywhere between 4 and 7 rods. You know, bring what you want. We do have room upstairs for the ones that won't go in the rack down below.
What's the right arsenal to take on a trip right now, Rick? You know, you guys are day and a half fishing. There's been bluefin, you know, those 40 to 70 pounders. There's been some sinker rig fish. There's been some real big fish this year. You know, take yourself out behind the driver's seat, but you're going fishing on the boat, what would the quiver of rods and reels be that you'd want to have yourself covered on a trip right now?
Right now, I'd have a 25 or 30 pound rod for fly line for that smaller fish. I'd have a 40, 50 pound rod for that medium sized fish on the fly line. Then 60 or 80 for a sinker rig, and then maybe 100 pound or 120 for the with a big reel for the jig bites.
That's perfect. And then with that jig fishing at nighttime, where do you fall on, you know, obviously, you know, some of this fish is in excess of 100 pounds, 150 pounds, and, you know, with big fish, the bigger the piece of gear in your hand, the easier it is to catch the fish. But, you know, like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, you got to be up all night jig fishing. Like, what's the ideal outfit for that? You know, I mean, a reel that's big enough to kill a big one, but it's light and comfortable, and so you're able to fish with it all night, or a much bigger piece that's a little more cumbersome and a little bit more of a pain in the butt to hang on to. But when you do get attached to a 150-pounder, you're in the driver's seat with a big piece of gear.
It's probably a personal choice on that. You know, you might want to fish. Well, some guys fishing these new reels, the Ocean Jigger and things like that, and they're doing very well. On our boat, we haven't had too many of those guys. A lot of the guys fishing at night use anything from 25 to 50s loaded with 100 pound, 120. Mm-hmm. I know once you get a bite, you want to be on the bigger equipment.
Yeah, we always joke, like, I've never met somebody who was attached to a fish and thought, man, I sure wish I had this on lighter right? tackle. You know, like, but you got to get there. You know, yeah. And so that's the tough call. I mean, jig fishing with a 50 all night doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, that's cumbersome tackle to hang on to. But when you're talking about the size of some of this fish, well, that's of course the type of gear you'd like to be on. So, like you say, that's the part of it that's never black or white. You know, it's either easier to fish with or it's easier to kill a big one on.
Yes, especially, you know, you go out there and you go, I'm going to try this once, and you try your lighter outfit, and then you're all, why did I do that?
Right? I'm sure you've seen a lot of that over the years, or the classic, I'm having trouble getting a bite, I'm going to drop down to light line. And then you hook the fish that you had, you know, that you took all the time off of work and you spent all the money on the ticket price and you did all the things that you were supposed to do, but now you're attached to them on gear that's way too light. And it just, I mean, you've seen it more than anybody. It just that often doesn't play out the right direction.
It's like a recipe for disaster, yeah.
No, it ends up, if it's daytime, you end up having the boat staying in that drift. And a lot of times that fish will bring other fish, but the times it doesn't, and this guy's fighting the fish on the wrong tackle, it's two and a half hours, and the fish ends up either biting them off or it rips through its plate there. It's not a good one. You know, that light line, listen to the captain on whichever boat you're on and use the pound test he suggests.
Your bite's going to come. Like, you just don't get frustrated. If you keep fishing good baits, your bite's going to come. And a lot of times when you got that bite on 30 pound, like, it was because you pinned the right bait on and you cast it at the right time. And that bite probably would have come on 50 just the same, but, you know, it was just finally time that your ticket got pulled. But because you got frustrated and you were seeing other guys get bites and you drop down, now you're not able to take advantage like you would if you had the right piece of tackle in your hands.
No, I totally agree. And that nighttime fishing, there's no such thing as too heavy a tackle. You know, I don't think it makes a big difference between if you're fishing 40 or 60 or fishing 100. Like I said, at nighttime it's a reaction bite. You want to definitely be with a heavier tackle.
Yeah, I like your thinking.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for that fishtope.com report, Corey.
And we've got him on hold. It's your man. It's your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier experience and check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. And I saw him this morning, extremely busy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah. Well, we got the man standing by this morning, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Rick, Corey, and Oceanside 95 Rick. Danny Lynch and Pam wanted to make sure that I let you know that they both love you, Rick.
Aww,
all right.
That's so cute.
So sweet, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Hey, I just got off the phone with Danny. Hey, you know what? We're getting invaded by a bunch of Spanish jack, that regulation size, like we used to see albacore fishing, Corey.
Yes. Somebody
just called in. Danny was listening to the radio, and someone called in and said they, down below the 371, they got a kelp patty. They caught a bunch of Spanish jack. They don't know what they are. So it's kind of cool. That's what Danny just told me right now. That's why he called to tell Rick he loves them. But there was a good score of them over at Catalina yesterday. One of the sport boats had to go around on those things, all like 4 to 6 pounds, the standard size Spanish jack.
Yeah,
haven't been around for a very long time. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but I remember the first time I saw one. I was working on the Patrician back in a million years ago, and my dad said, don't grab that. And I know everything. I went and grabbed it, cut my hand down to the bone on the tail because I thought it was a yellowtail. They're a very interesting fish. They don't come around very often. Last time they were here, we caught those fish with the long fins on the side, but God, we're not going to even talk about that because you know what that makes us look like, a bunch of fools.
Yeah. But, Dave, I have a question for you. So those Spanish jack, and I remember them very well. Do you think that they're the same fish as a Spanish mackerel, just larger?
Yeah, you know, I think about that all the time.
Because when
we really had them, Corey, I was a kid, and we were doing a lot of stupid stuff back in those days, so I don't really remember what the face of it looked like.
Yeah.
But I always think, you know, the tail design is the same with the razor blades on their tail, the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. At least it's in the family. That one of those salamis they fish with down on the ridge, I don't know.
But it's so, and they do, they look exactly the same as the regulation 7, 8 inch.
In the kelp.
Spanish.
Mackerel, right? But,
but
they're far extremely bigger, and we never see them.
Yeah, you never see a 6 pounder in the kelp line.
I never see a 1 pounder, right? Like, so.
Right.
And
yeah.
Like Rick was saying, too, they got that big eyeball on them, you know? It's like almost almost out of place big.
Yes.
But so do the...
Almost like a go-go eye.
Right. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting.
No, they...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
No, no, it's okay. I mean, that's it's very interesting that this is going on.
Yeah.
It's very... The ocean is so cool. If we just would stop closing everything and allow us to fish, we could probably see some really spectacular things.
Like incredible stuff.
We'll see.
Yeah. So
we'll see what happens.
You know what else we had when the last Spanish Jack were around were... large schools of sand bass on the Ivy Flats. Yes.
Wouldn't that be cool? You mean the extinct? Oh, well, there's some stuff coming down the line right now, so you know the sand bass are going to start biting because you know they're planning on doing some wild stuff here in another couple of weeks to the sand bass. So that'll guarantee they're going to bite.
Yeah, right.
We don't want to talk about that either, but it sucks that we have to even think about that. Another thing, I sent Ricky a picture last night. One of our members right in front of Long Beach Harbor yesterday, Corey, they were fishing a shallow rockfish spot for rockfish and strip of squid on a dropper loop, caught a beautiful king salmon.
What?
That's and I sent cool. Ricky the picture. Really? Ricky's got it on his phone there, yes. And then I heard one of the sport boats up in... Channel Islands caught a salmon the day before, so all this has a tendency to look like the old days. I remember actually running trips out of Dana Point salmon fishing back in the day. We were fishing the canyon in front of Dana Point, and Newport boats were doing the same thing at their canyon. And we even had the commercial guys down here fishing. We're not allowed to catch salmon in California, so you know those things are going to bite.
Be extremely careful because those salmon are under federal protection and not allowed to be taken. But you mentioned up north there in front of the harbor salmon. I can remember, we're going back to another Corey Sandin bait boat day, I remember. We'd wrap the bait that time in front of Newport Harbor, of all places, and there was the whole dory fleet. And there was a whole trawling fleet, like like 30 footers that would actually troll them up. And there was like 30 to 40 boats that would commercially fish them out of Newport Harbor.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Absolutely. There was the full commercial fleet. We were kids. We didn't really quite understand what the heck they were doing. We're like, what are all these weirdos doing down here?
And we never caught
there's actually
a net either. I never saw one.
But we used to... Yeah, I know. You sure you didn't? Yeah, they don't swim with the anchovies. No. It's like the net.
I didn't get that by anybody. Never.
That was a good one. But, yeah, there's just so much exciting things happening with this cold water year and the fresh water dump. And I wish... And this is going to sound horrible, but I wish people understood more about how fun fishing is and less about, and Rick, you'll be back me up on this one. Nobody wants to go fishing unless they can catch a 200-pound bluefin, which is so sad this time of year. We should be at Catalina, Clemente, Coronado. We should be fishing for fish, barracuda, bass, bonita, yellowtail, rockfish, all that fun stuff. But everyone's just sitting, waiting for this bluefin, which is sad that that happened. But it is a cycle, and that's what we're in. And so, unfortunately, that's what's going on. But over at Clemente, there's some good schools. I heard Willie talk about it a little bit, but there's some fish in the cove. There's fish on the front side of Clemente, which bodes very well. It's been just a total weather thing. Now that we have some consistent weather, I think you're going to start to see better counts. One of the sport boats had 20-some yellows there in the cove yesterday. But Catalina's on fire right now. If you like calico bass fishing, they're in the spawn mode, Corey. They're all golden and white, and they're ready, and it's fun fishing over there, and there's still some sea bass. The carnage has bait right now again. They caught a little bit the day before. I know Mark Wish talked about it. They're back in front of Avalon right now with bait on the boat. So if you want some squid, I would definitely go get it. I don't know how long he's going to have or how much he's going to have, and it all depends on how much he sells, how good sales are today, if he's going to fish tonight or not. That's all up in the air. But they got a cool Instagram page now, Long Beach Carnage. You can always see if they're catching bait.
Good
also,
job.
Danny stays up on it pretty good. And then as far as the coast goes, like Willie said, the red tide seems to be moving out a little bit. water's warming up, just like Gundy said, the spots where the water comes up 64, 65 on those bay, in those bays. One of our guides, Al Clowers, is having a phenomenal time still in the back bay at San Diego, catching bonefish and all the other gobbledygooks that live back there, and had a couple of really good days on the orange mouth corvina, the short fin corvina. There's just tons to do. You just got to get out and go fishing and quit waiting for a 200-pound bluefin. Let's go fish for fish.
I agree with you, man. We're watching the fish be unloaded this morning, Dave, and it is a beautiful grade. Like, there's fish over 100 pounds, yeah, but there's some, God, it seems like every fish I see is a 50, 60 yeah. pounder or better. I mean,
there's those little ones.
Exactly.
I mean,
little schmeek 50 pounders.
Catchables.
Yeah. I love
it. Isn't that silly?
That's
so silly that's happened and we're all. Rick only had limits, but they were only 50 pounders. What's wrong with that Rick Flatted guy?
Just to draw a little conclusion, our great buddy Steve Crook always has our back, retired DFG biologist, said that the big Spanish come in from way offshore.
Okay.
Offshore is the center of their population, and it is the exact same fish that lives in the
thank you, Mr. Crook.
Always got our back.
Very interesting. Hey,
Not that anybody ever listens to me, but thank you, Steve.
But the thing that slid by that whole thing is they come from offshore.
Yeah, way offshore.
Not from the south.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally.
What do you think, Dave? Oh, my gosh.
They're dragging something in here with them, Corey, but we will see. Remember, we didn't even start fishing until the 4th of July in the old days, so who knows what's going.
I'm rubbing my hands together. I am ready.
Crossing fingers and toes. Well, a great report, as you always do. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. And, man, you said it best. Just go. Don't go when the fish count is whatever it is. Just go, and you're going to be there on the right day. And, man, we sure appreciate everything you do. If somebody wants to keep in touch with your saltwater guide, all the videos, the information, how do we do it, Dave?
One more thing, Rick. I'm going to be at the San Diego Rod and Reel Club on Thursday night at 7 o'clock doing a seminar, doing the Dave Hansen Poop Show. You guys want to come out and see me? It'll be fun.
And that's open, the San Diego Rod and Reel Club, those seminars are open to the public to attend. Is that right?
Yep, totally open. I'm doing this for Arnie. Arnie and I were close personal buddies, and he wanted me to come for the last couple of years, so I bought a plane ticket. I'm flying up just to do that. I'm going to speak on Thursday night and then fly home Friday, get back home to Marley and my wife. But I'm not exactly positive, Corey. Dumb Dave didn't write down the address. I'm sure Rick knows where it's at. I'm not sure. I know it's not the Valley High. I know that.
Oh,
it's somewhere in town.
Yeah, they used to be held at the Valley High.
Yeah.
Maybe one of the guys or gals will give us a text before the end of the show.
Oh, I'm sure Arnie's right here. He's listening right now.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, this should be a fun night. I got lots of fun stuff to give away. Bring your children, gang. I work very, very clean. There's no bad words come out of my mouth ever. You can bring your children. I know it's hard to imagine, but you can. And we'll have a good time.
Messing around too. You do. You know, like everybody hears Dave and thinks, thinks all the things you think. Just because, because I know it's Dave. But it is. It's a really fun time. And you do. Like when there's kids in the audience at your seminar, they're always getting free swag, and you make it a point to do a really good job. And what a fun night that'll be. So again, we'll work on getting the location. But Thursday night, the Dave Hansen seminar. Bring your helmets.
Yeah, and then the following week, Rick, I'll be in your. In your world headquarters.
Oh, how about that?
Lock the doors tight, man. It's going down.
Rick's like, I think I'm feeling sick.
Yeah, I'll be
Corey, can you cover for me?
No, but I'm sure you guys will have a great job. So you and Corey and Pete will have a great time.
Talking Spanish, Jack.
Exactly. All right, Dave. Well, lots of fun. One more time, give us the rundown on how we find you.
Your saltwater guide on any social media. It's almost impossible to not see me. You open your phone, there I am every day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to me. And Rick, Corey, and Rick, you guys have a great rest of the show. I'm going to kick back and listen. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Take care, Dave.
It's good stuff, and it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, and longevity and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using the app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check norrislithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk lithium batteries.
That's it, man. Hey, we've been a very, very busy morning. Yeah, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
And you could text us via the app. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Oceanside 95, thanks to Captain Rick.
Day and a half.
Day and, what
day and a half.
Full day.
Yeah.
You guys said a full day.
No, that's right. Awesome. Just because it's such a rad thing, yeah, we're really pumped. That's cool.
And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Talica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Talica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force and produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Talica now features X-Protect technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limit. Shimano's all-new Talica 12A and 16A reel, available at your local Shimano dealer. San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough, this smart, and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such great conversation and just having so much fun in studio.
Fun with Rick, yeah, this is
right,
great.
Right, I've never met Captain Rick, and he's a super cool dude and has an awesome boat, the Oceanside 95. And if you want to join us, we had such an extremely busy first hour and a half, and there's actually two open lines right now. It's all yours at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We've been talking all about this great big bluefin fishing that's been going on and continuing that going on. Speaking of great bluefin fishing, we got Captain Mike Klaus of the Pacific Dawn on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great, man. Having a great time in here. Captain Rick from the Oceanside 95. We've been talking fishing all morning, and I understand you guys been you guys got in on a little bit of that.
Yeah, we did. We did. Those fish are beautiful. They're mean. They're beautiful, and there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of them out there. We need to capitalize on it while we can. And Well, we have been. We've been doing our best. We ended up with 15 fish up to 180 pounds. And that wrapped up our two-day trip. Once again, I'm kind of coming back to this out just a little late, but I'll be here at 9:15 this time, 9:15.
Hey, look at you. That's early for the Pacific Dawn. Mike, that's awesome, man. How about fish up to 180 pounds? Tell us about the trip. Was it all nighttime fishing? Were there daytime sinker rig fish? Was it kiting? Like, how'd things go down for you guys?
Well, we had two kite bites. We got two on a kite. 90% of our stuff was all done at night. We had no fly line fish. The daytime stuff was pretty much lackluster.
Roger that. Yeah, hopefully we didn't lose them there. But, man, what a great trip that sounds, and a couple of big ones to go along with it. And, man, that sounds like great fishing. And that was a two-day trip. Hopefully we still have you there. But what's coming up next for Pacific Dawn? Yeah, looks like we might have lost him, but we'll try to get that info coming back for a little bit. But man, what a great report that is!
Right.
I mean, nice to hear.
Quality.
Yeah, fish up to 180, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's good quality
and fun fishing, and good to hear from Mike. We always give him a hard time at the landing. That guy just has a real trouble passing by fish in the dark on the way home, and we always give them a hard time about coming in late, which is obviously it's never when it's important. You know, if there's a turnaround or something, they always are, but I always like to give Mike a hard time about coming in so late. He says he just can't do it. He can't be driving by and put the blinders on and not try one more and one more and one more, and then next thing you know, they're in at 9:30 instead of 6:30.
Who doesn't want to catch
them? Yeah,
that,
I like it, man, for sure. Well, hey, Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Just like Corey said, if you want to get through this morning, there's still plenty of time. 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump back in those phones.
Let's do it. How about Tim? Tim Cohn from Valley Center. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good.
What's up, Tim? We're doing
great. Can
you
hear me okay?
Loud and clear, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, man. My question is about San Clemente Island. Is there any truth to the rumor that the Navy may shut down San Clemente Island? I've heard that since there's a increase of boats out there due to the tuna bite, they're getting tired with the people respecting the Navy's closures.
Interesting. What do you think, Captain Rick?
I have no real idea. I've heard this on and off for the last 10, 12 years. You know, every year it seems, oh, they're going to close because of this, or they're going to close because of that. I think if we are very respectful of when the Navy's working and like that, and respect their schedule, I think we should be okay. But, you know, I'm not the Navy, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Yeah, they usually leave a part of the island open, usually.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
90% of the time, it's very rarely they ever shut down the island in its entirety, correct, Captain
yes.
Rick?
Yeah, no, they usually it'll be like the back will be blocked off, but you'll be able to fish the front to
yeah.
White Rock. You know, once in a while, they'll go straight, you know, into like ops, and it is closed, or
completely
off the island is closed.
Yeah.
But you could go there, and they have their own, like, website, and then even on the website, sometimes it's closed, sometimes it's not. So, you know, just ask around and keep 16 on when you're out there.
Yep. Yes, well,
good stuff, Tim. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, and well said, Rick. That's awesome. Hey, we got Mike back. Looks like we dropped you there. Mike, thanks for coming back with us here.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I don't know where we left off.
Well, you were kind of giving us a rundown about that daytime versus nighttime. Sounds like a lot of bites at night, and you know, all jig fishing. Was it the real big heavy jigs at night, or were you guys catching them on the lighter ones, or what was kind of the rundown?
There you go. That's right. Okay, you know, the smaller ones, the heavier ones were fine as long as they were small in size. Cold snipers, those were the tickets for the smaller fish. You know, when they were up really high, they seemed to do really well, but you had to be kind of savvy. You had to be able to cast down swell pretty good, especially in the wind and current and stuff. But those smaller, heavier jigs were definitely one, like the Midnight Rider, the Eddie Bomb, stuff like that was working really well. A couple of those West Coast jiggers, the smaller ones that they have, that were heavy, you know, 350 to 450 grams. But Small in size.
Short and
seem like
to
be the hot ticket.
Roger.
Yeah.
That's great info, Mike. Appreciate that very much. And like you say, boy, with the range of fish, you know, all the way up to 180 pounders, or what a great trip you guys had. And boy, it just seems like things are just really steadily going in the same direction. You know, we've been riding through that up and down for a while, and now it just seems like a lot of consistent catches. And boy, you guys have been having a great show of it on the Pacific Dawn there as well. Any trips coming up? I know Carl had mentioned you got a day and a half coming up on Tuesday. Any space left on that? What do we have going forward to look forward to on the Dawn?
Yeah, so it leaves on Tuesday. It's a day and a half, and there's some spots available. We still have, I believe, there's 8 open spots. We'd like to fill them, of course. If you guys are interested, you know, anybody wants to come out before our season starts, we're pretty much chartered throughout until October, through the end of October. So there's limited open party stuff. So if you want to come out and ride with us, we do a few still going. 6-4, we have one. It's a day. And 6-9, we have a 2-day. There's spots available. It's a definite run. All these are a definite run. And on 6-11, coming back on 6-13, it's another 2-day. We have availability there. That's a limited load trip as well.
Awesome.
So the limited load trips, we take up to 17 people. And, yeah, that's it.
There it is. Well,
I got for you.
Well, appreciate that very much. Glad you guys had a great trip. Glad to hear it. Carl had mentioned that same deal, that meals and permits, and that you were a definite go on Tuesday. So a great one. Appreciate it very much. Mike, if somebody wants to take advantage, get in on that great fishing that you guys just had and jump on that trip Tuesday or any of your open party trips, how do we do it?
Well, you go ahead and give Fisherman's Landing a call. You can either talk to Carl or any one of the guys there. Well, they can set you up, or you can use their easy reservation system. The reservation system is extremely easy, and you know, you can do it from home. Do it from home, or you could call Fisherman's Landing from home too. But you don't have to talk to anybody through your computer if you don't want it.
That's it. Well, great job, Mike. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for keeping us in the loop that they're biting, and great info too on the jigs and what was working last night. Sure, appreciate it. And man, I hope some folks get to come out with you again Tuesday night, day and a half trip with Boston. It's already a definite go. Appreciate it very much, buddy. And man, keep us in the loop when they as the season rolls on. All right.
Good job, Mike. Good job.
Right.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Rick. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Also, with all of our open party stuff, the meals are included. So.
Oh,
perfect. Hey, there you go. Right on. Awesome. Great job, Mike. We'll look forward to talking to you on the next one. Really appreciate the wrap-up report there. All right, let's jump back into the text. Good morning, guys. I'd like to know how Rick handles the kite rotation on the Oceanside 95. I've seen it done in multiple ways where you select a number for the entire time. Some people do it for a bite, sometimes 15 minutes per rotation. Just curious how you guys handle it when we're hunting for trophies. That's from Joe in San Pedro.
The best way to describe it is depend on our load. With 32 people, a lot of times we'll assign like 4 people to one rotation and make it a half hour. We usually don't go by the person. It all depends. Sometimes some guys want to fish the kite and others don't. You know, it's a lot more going on. And when we have 32 people on the boat, sometimes we actually can't.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, right? Because it's kind of, I mean, you're hoping for a bite, and that bite, it might take an hour, right? But there's only one that benefits from it. It's like, how do you include 32 people, right? I mean, it's a little...
Sometimes it works out if everyone's into it. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
On the charters, though, that's a different thing. They want to fish the kite, we got it up.
That's it. Good.
And it's cool having a charter because the guys, more than likely, they're happy with a 180-pounder. Like, they all go home with a beautiful chunk.
No, we had one where it was kind of rough out. We put the kite out, got one, put the kite out, got one, put the kite out, got one. We had 3 fish over 200 pounds, and the charter master goes, okay, we're done.
So, take us home.
No, then we went down and caught a bunch of Dorado and stuff.
Even better.
Yeah, it's all who we have on the boat and what they're biting.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
man.
A good one.
I dig that a bunch. Cool. Hey, let's. We had another great Texas guys. I'm really loving the show this morning. My question is for Rick and on how the boat drifts in a bluefin spot. Should I be casting my bait from the bow or the stern? Looking for some tips.
Oh, that's a good one. I have a Ditmar, and most of them drift stern first.
A lot of people, you mentioned that, and a lot of people don't realize that.
It's like when you're in a drift, you know, like if you're anchored up, you want to be on the stern, you think. When you're in a drift, you want to be up in the bow. So you either take a bait.
But explain that. Explain that. The way the fish relate to the boat, as a boat's drifting stern first, they sometimes hang at the bow, waiting for the bait to come from underneath the boat.
Sure.
So it's kind of it's not the way that all fishermen think of a boat drift.
No. We call it the 2-2 step up towards the bow. You could either get in the rotation and do that, or you could grab a bait, go up the other side of the boat, and just a nice underhand lob right on the bow. Because the chum builds there and the fish build there. You know, you get one bit, you cast off the stern, you catch one right away. Or on the long soaks, a lot of times it's in the bow or a fast bite up there, too.
That's it. And how does one, again, I know this is an unfair question to ask of you because it's not black or white. How do you decide what's the better move? Like, do you continue to fire through baits and wait to pick one off on the corner? Or do you soak one out and wait for a long soak off the bow? Like, how do you decide as an angler when to just continue to be burning through baits to get that quick reaction or when it's the right time to soak one out?
Yeah, it depends. You know, you got to watch the people around you. You know, usually we got all sorts of people doing all sorts of things.
Sure.
If you get a bait to swim, that's your best bet. You know, and if it doesn't get bit, let it swim some longer. But sometimes it's, you know, right when you get it off the stern, you get bit. But then again, a lot of times everybody's crowded in the back of the boat.
Sure.
And I'm up in the wheelhouse yelling about the fish boiling in the bow.
Another boil on the bow. Another boil on the bow.
Exactly. And then you just get a bait. You don't need overhand cast. Either underhand lob or sidearm. That way it doesn't ruin the bait.
We were just talking about that yesterday, Rick, about sometimes it being a better thing to underhand lob and get that beautiful bait in the water without overhead casting. And I mean,
I used to always think, man, the farther that I can cast this bait away from the boat, the better I'm going to be. It's a better start, and he's farther away from the boat and closer to the fish. And that's not always the case, man. You fire that thing out there overhand, and it slaps down and blows the scales out, and then that bait just doesn't swim. You know, sometimes you just get a nice little lob, and that thing just slides into the water with no splash and just takes off running. You know, sometimes you're just better off.
Dude, you have me right there. I'm bit already.
I like it.
All right. Well, how about we try to sneak one more text in? This is, good morning, guys. What an awesome show. I've learned so much about the boat and Captain Rick. My question is for Captain Rick is, you know, where you got your start in this fishing industry. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
It's a good question.
Oh, wow. That was a long time ago. It was a few years ago. I started as a cook and a deckhand on the Dinah Lee up at Port Hueneme, and from there I went down the coast a little bit. I was a cook. That was my first job. I cooked a little bit in Oxnard, started decking on I think it was the first string, and then I got my license, and it was first string, Tornado, Pacific Star, and a few other boats that I'd fill in for, but just mainly I did the Tornado for a couple of years. I worked with Raymond over there.
That's a lifetime.
A lot of years.
Lifetime behind the rail, man. Well, Rick.
And 14 years on the Oceanside 95 now. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Well, it's been an awesome 2 hours with you, Rick. We're going to come right back. We're going to find out who's won this day and a half trip on the Oceanside 95 when we return on Let's Talk About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact howard@rollokids.org for more information, or visit rollokids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight and multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, Ulan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We've got Captain Rick with the honors of flipping the coin. Go for it, Rick.
Here we go.
And we've got a caller.
All right.
So a caller today is Ed. Ed in University City. Congratulations.
Man, day and a half on the Oceanside 95. How rad is that? And, Rick, if somebody wants to come fishing with you, season just getting rolling. We got a whole summer of fun. How do we get aboard the Oceanside 95 and come get in all this action and all these great accolades you had during the show? We want to be a part of it. How does somebody come fishing with you?
We need customers, and our phone number is 619-6.
Are you talking about Point Loma Sport Fishing?
Yes, 619-223.
16, oh my God, 1634? I don't know.
No,
man, you got
no.
me off guard here.
I'm off guard. It's PointLomaSportFishing.com.
There it is.
That's it.
1627.
619-223-167. Yeah. I never forget that one.
Good job, Rick
Maxson. All good, man. No worries. Well, Rick, a great job, and we really appreciate it. So much good info, and again, you want to go fishing on 95 feet of comfort, go fishing with Rick in the Oceanside 95. Really appreciate it, man. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's a lot of fun coming down here. Yeah. Come out and see us, guys.
That's it, man. Get in on that great fishing, and we sure appreciate you. Another great show next Saturday and Sunday. Another couple of great ones. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star on Saturday, and then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to have a lot of fun. Corey, a great time hanging with you. JP for keeping us running, and Adam for on the app. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.